Congregation may be seated if the children will join me for the children's message. Good morning. Good morning. Come on, guys. I'm going to borrow this, Judy. I didn't warn you about this. Okay. Come on up this way, everybody. Good morning. So, I thought this morning we would talk about some things that are really important to me. Is that all right with you guys? All right. So, I thought, here you go. Here it is. What is this? The cross. That's the symbol of our faith, right? So, Jesus and God's love for us, most clearly we see it on the cross. So, wow, knowing God and God's will for us, really important, and we find a lot about that in the Bible. So, here it is, things that are really important to me. But you know what? I got some more stuff that's important to me. You want to see it? Yeah, okay, let's do it. Not very talkative bunch this morning. I just brought a few things that are important to me, and I might sit on this if that's okay. Okay, let's see. Anybody know who these people are? You recognize any of these people? That's my family. Yeah, they're really important to me. So let's see if I can just prop this up right here a little bit. My family is super important to me. And you know what else is important to me? Good home maintenance, because if you don't keep things in good shape, things break down. So that's important to me, so I spend some time doing that. This is a drill and some caulking, because you know, if you don't keep your windows in good shape, you're just pouring money out the windows in air conditioning bills. So good home maintenance is important to me. And you know what else is really important to me? What do you do with these? What do you listen to? Music. Yeah, I really like music. So these are some headphones I borrowed from Marcus. Music is really important to me. And let's see. You know what is important? If you go out in the sun and you expose yourself to too much UV radiation directly into your eyeballs, that can damage your eyes. And so I'm very sensitive to light, and so I like to wear sunglasses and keep my eyes healthy. That's important to me. And I like to be prepared in case there's some kind of power outage or something. Yeah, so a flashlight helps me to, in case the power goes out, I would see. I like to have fun. Is that important to anybody else? You like to have fun? Maybe play with a ball, something like that. That's important to me. I like to be active and do things outside. So I got my tennis shoes here. That's important to me. And you know what? I have bills to pay. Do you guys have bills to pay? Maybe not so much yet. So it's important to me that I have a way to come up with some money so that I can pay my bills. So that's all important to me. So what do you guys think about this? That's a lot of stuff, isn't it? Yeah. It's almost like distracting. There's so much stuff here, it's hard to focus on anything, isn't it? Remember when I started, what did I put out here first? The cross. What do you guys think is supposed to be the most important thing in our lives? Yeah, God's relationship with us, yeah, that we see most clearly God's love for us in the cross. That's like the most important thing, is following Jesus. These other things, they're important to me, but if they all pile up, sometimes we sort of lose sight. There's so much stuff on here, I can hardly even see the cross and the Bible anymore. Sometimes our lives get like this. They get really busy, and there are other important things. Home maintenance is important. Having fun is important. Paying your bills is important. It's very important. Being active and staying healthy, finding things that bring you joy is important. Caulking is important. Finding ways to be prepared is important. Gosh, my family, they're so important to me. But you know what Jesus says in our lesson today? Jesus says, look, these things, they can be important, but the most important thing, the thing that we put before everything else in our lives, is supposed to be following Jesus. That's what God wants us to do. So sometimes when our lives get cluttered and there's too many things going on, we have to find ways that we can refocus our lives and make sure that the thing that's supposed to be the most important, which is God's will for us, is actually the most important thing for us. And that's hard, but a good way to do that is to remember to say your prayers every night before you go to bed. You can pray before your meals and thank God for what God has given you. To read in the Bible and learn the stories of God. If you don't have a Bible at home that you like to use for that, talk to me and I'll give you one, okay? And another really important thing we do to keep the will of God the priority in our lives is we come to church, right? And we're reminded, we talk to each other and we learn about God's will, we hear the Word of God. Those are the ways that even though it's really hard, we find ways to keep the most important thing, and that's God's will in our lives. So, your task this week, if you don't do it already, I want you guys to pray before all your meals. If you need some help with that, your parents can help you. If your parents need some help with that, they can talk to me, and I'll give you some simple prayers to do. And to do prayers at bedtime, okay? To this week, I want you guys to get out a Bible at your house and have your parents read a story with you. Can you do that? Those are ways that we can make sure that we keep the most important things in our lives, the most important thing, even though it's hard. Will you guys pray with me? Let's pray. Lord God, you give us life. Help us not be distracted. And know you're the most important thing. Amen. Thank you, guys. Okay, you guys, if you are going to children's church, you can line up at that door, or we'll always like to have you in here too if you want to stay.